for more than 3 weeks now. The Lord gave me this word for somebody. Amen. Amen. Okay. Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth at the end of the 150 days. The waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the seventh day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased. Well, next verse, please. And the waters decreased continually until the tenth month. In the tenth month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Then he sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the water had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. So he waited yet another 7 days and sent out a dove, which did not return again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the earth and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons, and your sons' wife with you." I stop here, but ideally, you should read the entire chapter. The word the Lord want me to speak to somebody is, God wants me to tell you, you are not forgotten. Turn to somebody and tell him or her, you are not forgotten. It was testimony time in a year of uncommon miracles. Maybe for some people, is a sieve rather than miracle. The opposite is what some experienced. The Bible says, back to Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Then God remembered Noah. What does it mean for God to remember? God, remember? So we need to go back, to the background of the story. God had created man in his own image, in his own likeness. Unfortunately, man had fallen. So the Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, so there was multiplication of man, and man then sadly just drifted away from God. So far away that the Bible says the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually. The Bible talked about there being corruption on earth. And God decided he would destroy the whole earth. He would destroy man. And unfortunately, man caused problems even for the animals. It was man that, you know, that offended God. God decided even the animals, he had had enough of them. He decided that he will wipe out the entire world. For those of us who would say God did do such a thing, even today, when we talk about the Bible, what the Bible talks about salvation, some of us believers, if we believe the word of God, our interpretation and our understanding of it is different. We say, how can there 7 billion people on earth? How can God destroy them? If God says a thing, he does it. God is not a man. He's not like you and I. So God, in the midst of all this, there is a man called Noah. The Bible says he was righteous and he found favor with God. God called him, gave him an instruction to build an ark. God is a merciful God. Hallelujah! Even in his anger, the Bible says he remembers mercy. So he told him to build an ark to save himself, his wife, his three sons, and their three wives, and several all the animals that God had created. He instructed Noah to go into the ark with every kind of animal. Imagine a lion, a tiger, an elephant, dangerous snakes, millipedes, mosquitoes, you name them. Everything that God created. He told Noah to pick them, male and female, and put them in the ark. The Bible says, after they entered the ark, God himself shut the door, shut them in. So how then can God forget? So there's no way it just took a few days, few months, less than a year. But the Bible says, then God remembered Noah. We're going to look at another scripture before I explain what it means for God to remember. Isaiah 49, verse 14 to 16. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Say amen. And verse 16 says, see, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I said, you are not forgotten. So does God forget? Can God forget? There is a word, it's a jaw-breaking word. I'm going to say it and spell it. It's called anthropomorphism. A-N-T-H-R-O-P-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-S-M. Anthropomorphism is a figure of speech in which certain traits of finite humanity are ascribed to the infinite God. No, we humans, we are finite. We have limitation. We have, you know, there's so many things we don't know. But not to the all-knowing God, the one that is omnipotent, omniscient. He knows all. He sees all. But there's certain traits. So our human, in order for us to have a bit of understanding, we ascribe such traits to God. I give us another example. In the book of Genesis, we are told on the seventh day, God rested. What does that mean? In human understanding, rest is needed because we get tired. We just can't go on. But not God. God cannot get tired. So because of this word, we ascribe certain traits to God. You know, the infinite God. Things that pertain to us, we sometimes are true. So we say God remember. God rested. These are human traits. God does not need to rest. God doesn't sleep. The Bible says he does not slumber. But there's another passage. The Bible says in Psalm 78, verse 65, God awoke. How can he wake up when he does not sleep? So just for us to have understanding, When we say God remembered, it does not mean that God forgot the way you and I forget. I mean, I'm getting old. Praise the Lord. God does not have amnesia. God cannot have dementia. You know, sometimes we're discussing thing with my wife and she refers to it completely. I mean, he has gone. It did not register. Did that happen? When? What time? No, that's me, human being. And it happens to all of us. You know? God help us. Some of us, we forget our spouse's birthdays. We forget, forgetfulness is part of us, but not God. He is all-knowing. The Bible says, let's look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. It said, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So God has unsearchable knowledge, unsearchable understanding. So he cannot forget. Job chapter 37 verse 16 says, God is perfect in knowledge. Let's look at 1 John 3:20. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. God knows all things. He knows you. He knows your thought. He knows where you are. He knows your problems. He knows the issues that keep you awake. He knows the issues that make you cry. He knows all things. He even knows what's going to happen to you tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen to you the whole of 2019 and beyond. So God does not forget. Hebrews 4:13. Before I move on. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Just telling us more and more that our God knows all things. Before him everything is naked. Yet, the Bible tells us, and God remembered Noah. Psalm 139, we know that. Where will I go from the presence of God? Let's just have a read. For 139, verses 1 to 7. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down, my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down are acquainted. Are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? So God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's present everywhere. He's the only one who has that ability. So he knows. But there are other places. So I'm going to round it up to explain and to tell you that in case you think, God visited the Ajayis. God visited Pastor Denloye. God visited so and so and so and so. He has forgotten me. He has not come to me. He has not done my own. He has left me. God said to tell you, you are not forgotten. Amen. 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 In Genesis chapter 19, verse 29, we are also told God remembered Abraham. So in this case, again, another group of people, two cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. The people in these cities were so, so sinful. And God decided to destroy these cities with fire. But just before then, Abraham's nephew, Lot, who lived in the city, because the Bible says God remembered Abraham, and then God reached out to Lot and saved Lot. Genesis chapter 30, verse 22. I want us to read this just to give us just other examples where we are told God remembered. The Bible says, God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. This had to do with the children of Israel, over 400 years in bondage in the land of Egypt. At a particular time, the Bible says the people cried unto the Lord. God heard them, and they say God remembered his covenant. Remember what I said? When God says remembered, that has God actually forgotten his covenant? No! Or we are told God remembered. Finally, other examples. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. First Samuel. Then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So when we say God remembered, what we are saying, it has to do with God's faithfulness, his everlasting care, his chosen and appointed time to act, to do, to perform, to fulfill his promise. So each time, in each of these cases, God remembered Noah. Then the flood. Imagine Noah, yes, Noah was saved. I'm sure it was not an easy experience for him. He was just in an ark, not a luxurious cruise yacht or something. It's in an ark built of wood that he stayed. So, I'm sure when those people were around, people in his days, Noah must have had some friends he interacted with. So that was not there. Yes, he was saved, but he experienced trouble as well. He moved, the ark was not stationary. It was on top of the water, floating. And in the end, actually, it states it moved from, it traveled from Canaan and then rested somewhere in Ararat, which is in modern-day Turkey. Mountain Ararat, modern-day Turkey. So he, things were a little bit tough for him as well. But like we say, tough time never lasts. Hallelujah! But it was time for God to deliver Noah from all that, what God wanted to do with the generation he had finished. It was time for Noah to have another beginning. So when we say God remembered his faithfulness, appointed time, time to do, time to cause you to experience his deliverance, to experience his salvation, to experience his favor, to experience his blessing, to receive answer to your prayer. That was what happened to the children of Israel. 400 years, more than 400 years. But God said he would deliver them. And that was why, when the time came, the writers could only say, let's look at what the message says about Genesis chapter 8, verse 1. Then God turned his attention to Noah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, God has made all things beautiful in its time. Psalm 102, verse 13. We'll read that. Say, you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. I say, you are not forgotten. The time to favor you has come. This is the hour. This is the time of God's visitation. Time God has chosen to do for you that which has remained undone. Yes, it may have been tagged the year of uncommon miracle. Yes, your miracle may not have come, but God says you are not forgotten. Just one or two more points. Do we know that God destroyed the world because of sin. He took out 8 people. They restarted the world. Unfortunately, the generations are multiplied, began to sin again. Jesus, so many times, he would deliver people, he would help them, he would say, go and sin no more. Verse 20 of Genesis chapter 8 is the other bit. No, verse 15 before, sorry, 15 and 16. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons, and your sons' wives with you. In order for God to do for us what he says, it's extremely important for us to follow God's instruction. Very, very important. You know, before Noah went into the ark, the Bible recorded that he did everything God told him to do. Before he came out, if you know, all the tests he was doing to see if the water had gone. He had done everything. He had every proof that the earth was now dry. But you know what? He didn't come out. He waited for God to tell him, now go out. In order to get results, you must wait for God's instruction. Wait. Follow. Do. Rise up to your feet.